With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the devastated north, Israeli forces that said it had cleared months ago, troops are battling Palestinian militants. Israel says it must invade in order to succeed in its goals of dismantling Hamas and returning scores of hostages they took back on October 7th. But the rest of the war-ravaged territory seems to provide ample opportunities for the group to regroup. Israel is yet to offer a detailed plan for post-war governance in Gaza, saying only that it will maintain open-ended security control. Retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis says President Biden's risking civilian lives in Gaza by threatening to withhold the precision JDAM missiles from Israel.
It is the weapon that Israel will need if it's going to do what it has set out to do, which is to conduct using their spokesman's word, a precision counterterrorism operation.
Stavridis was interviewed last week by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, small anti-Israel protests popping up sporadically as colleges and universities nationwide are holding commencement services.
A small group of demonstrators staged an apparent silent protest during graduation ceremonies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. But a campus police spokesperson there says cops made no arrests. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protests also occurred in North Carolina and California. A protest also took place in Richmond, Virginia.
Andrew Stewart reporting. At the Virginia demonstration, many graduating students and family members walked out on Governor Glenn Youngkin's commencement speech at Virginia Commonwealth University. Crews are preparing to conduct a controlled demolition today to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland. SRN News. A new concern for a persecution watchdog.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the United Methodist Church has officially legalized gay marriage and homosexual ordination, the question is whether African churches will remain in the denomination. A number of African delegates protested outside the UMC's general conference this month. Many said they would probably disaffiliate. One bishop from Nigeria says from the tradition of the church in Africa, marriage is between a man and a woman, period. This is SRN News. A deadline's looming for millions of businesses.
Any businesses that accepted Visa and or MasterCard credit or debit cards in the U.S. between January 1st, 2004 and January 25th, 2019 may be eligible to receive part of a $5.5 billion settlement. Applicable owners whose businesses have closed can also submit a claim. The settlement stems from a 2005 lawsuit that alleged merchants paid excessive fees to accept Visa and MasterCard credit cards, and that Visa and MasterCard and their member banks violated antitrust laws. John Scott reporting.
United Auto Workers aiming for a key victory at a Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, Alabama, where more than 5,000 workers at a facility in the nearby battery plant will vote next week on whether to join the UAW. The vote comes a month after workers at a VW factory in Tennessee overwhelmingly voted to unionize. More at SRNNews.com.